Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You're looking good.
You sure know how to romance a girl.
You have beautiful eyes.
Help me. My knees are weak.
I'm Jim Burns. For centuries, men have been wooing women with candlelight dinners and cards and flowers, poems and love songs. And when all else fails, well, diamonds or chocolate. Of course, every woman loves receiving gifts like these from the man in her life. But there's something even more valuable to a woman. And once her man figures out how to provide it for the girl of his dreams, they'll enjoy a relationship that's better than either one of them could have ever imagined. The gift is emotional security. And during the next half hour, we're going to look at how providing it is the key component to a man's guide to the heart of a woman. Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn are with me once again, and we'll continue our discussion on this crucial topic. That's coming your way next today on Homeward. So keep it right here.
Men and women are different. We all know that. But how can men and women work through these differences to communicate more effectively with each other, especially when it comes to marriage? On today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast, guys, we're going to turn the spotlight on us and see if we can figure this out. A Man's Guide to the Heart of a Woman is our theme today here on the Homeward Broadcast. Welcome to the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, where you are listening to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, and we're about to hear part two of Jim's conversation with Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn, authors of the book, I should say co-authors of the book For Men Only. Let's talk about this now. A Man's Guide to the Heart of a Woman, here on Homeward.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today is day two of a great conversation, A Man's Guide to a Woman's Heart. Yes, it's possible to learn some things about that foreign creature that you may be living with. And women, you know what? This is something for you to be able to explain to your men. Shanti and Jeff Feldhahn are with us again today. Shanti is a former Wall Street analyst with a master's degree in public policy from Harvard, author of the best-selling book For Women Only, one of my favorite books of the year that we did an interview on. And Jeff also has an earned degree from Harvard, specializing in corporate law as well as nonprofit organizations. They live in Atlanta with their kids. Great to have you back on the program.
Pleasure to be here. And well, we also have a lot of student loans.
Exactly. Today we're talking about A Man's Guide to a Woman's Heart. You did a study, as you did with a book called For Women Only. You did a study to help understand this foreign creature called women. And in the previous program, we really didn't talk about the study, but the study was very fascinating. So tell us about how you did the study to understand this and how you get the groups going and how people were sharing with you, you know, these various things and what you learned.
You know, we basically knew we needed to approach it in a very systematic way, just kind of like what I tried to do with For Women Only. So we started out doing a ton of just sort of women on the street interviews, basically. And I do a lot of speaking now to women's groups. And I used the opportunity as much as I could to sort of test out some of the things that we were hearing that were a surprise to guys and to say, is this accurate? Does this seem correct to you? And so I'd have, you know, 1,000 women in an auditorium, and it's okay, everybody raise your hands if this describes you, or what would your answer be, or what would your choice be? And it was actually kind of amusing sometimes, because sometimes I do a pastoral interview where there'd be a male pastor sitting there with his mouth open, jaw dropping, watching his women say, you know, this really is true. Right. And so we then took all of that. We did a bunch of focus groups and then did a big scientific and national survey, nationally representative survey of women around the country. And that hopefully has given us a bit of a watertight leg to stand on. That's a mixed metaphor for you there, if you've ever heard one, to stand on to explain to the men that this is real. This isn't just anecdotal. Right. This isn't just me as a woman spouting off. This is pretty airtight to
how
be able to convince
feel.
You to be able to convince you that your wife really can be understood. Look, these right. women can be systematized.
Yeah. Well, that is great. That may be a greater miracle than Jesus walking on the water. But I believe he walked on water, and I believe that a woman can be understood. As you looked at this, what was the one biggest surprise for both of you as you did this study? Do you have one?
The biggest surprise for me was actually the very first one, and it was, Shanti said, well, you know, how about if we do a chapter on security? And I said, well, that's no surprise to a guy. Every guy have to live under a rock for the last 30 years not to know that women need security. And she says, well, what do you mean by security? I said, well, you know, that the mortgage is getting paid, that the, you know, kids are being fed, that there's food on the table, all of that sort of stuff. And she said.
And I said, you know, yeah, that stuff's good. Yeah, it's good. But for a woman, that's not the most important thing. And he didn't believe me. And it took a while. And he's still sort of wrestling with this. But we demonstrated on the survey that most women actually would give up financial security if they had to, yeah. If they could get more emotional security, if they could get more closeness with you.
And in your book, you said a woman needs emotional security and closeness with you so much that she will actually endure financial insecurity, not that she wants that necessarily. So what you're telling me is that the greatest need of a woman is emotional security.
Exactly. It is for a guy. It's just switching his security paradigm. You know, he thinks that means I've got to stick with a job, even if I hate it and I'm away from the family all the time, but it makes her feel secure. So that's what she wants. And yeah, you know, that's appreciated. That really is appreciated. I know some guys kind of doubt whether it is, but it is. But it doesn't hold a candle to how important it is to know that you're always going to be there for me as my husband, and we're close. And, you know, one woman put it perfectly. She said, you know, if we're close, I can endure any kind of financial security. But if we have, you know, no closeness, but all the money in the world, all the money doesn't mean much. Right. And so for guys, I think it's encouraging to know this.
And I think the challenge is for us guys is that, quite frankly, you know, we're wired to provide. We want to provide for our family. And as one of my friends put it, you know, it's really kind of easy to quantify that too. You know, I can tell by my paycheck or by the stuff whether or not I'm providing. The emotional security stuff,
How do
I know that?
No, that was my $100,000 question. I mean, I understand the financial, make more money than you spend, and it probably will work out okay. But how do you deal with the emotional security side?
You know, this is one thing that I realized as Jeff and I really started talking about this, that guys have this misconception that they carry with them into this. And it is so different that guys think of it as so complicated to make her happy and to provide
Herculean.
That Herculean effort. And it's not. We showed in this book and, you know, we showed in all the focus groups, Jeff saw for himself. It is the simplest little things that any guy can do. Like, for example, one of the focus groups, I was standing up at the whiteboard, you know, kind of writing down what the women were saying, and they were talking about how incredibly important this emotional security, and that it's so simple. And I said, you know, for example, I was walking through the parking lot with Jeff the other day, and he saw a car coming in. He just put his hand on the small of my back to steer me through the parked cars. And every woman in the room went, you know, and Jeff and the other guy in the room looked at each other in shock. And it wasn't like a huge big thing, but it made me feel so secure and so loved. And it obviously would have impacted all these other women too. You don't have to put together a major candlelight dinner every week. Just put your hand on your wife's knee. You know, she'll feel so secure. It is the simple little things day to day that make it, not the big efforts.
You have a story in your book about, I call it the CNN story, that kind of helped you understand in some ways this part. It's a kind of a fun story with you all. Tell us the CNN story.
Well, Shanti had why don't you tee it up?
Yeah, I basically was dealing with a major disappointment because I had been invited on a major CNN program, and then the invitation fell through at the last minute. You know, I've been on enough TV and radio to know that nothing is certain until you're actually sitting in the studio with the red light glowing on the camera. But okay, I'll admit it. It was CNN, so I was looking forward to it. And I was just kind of down one night.
So I do what I do. And that was, you know, kind of the pep talk, pull yourself up by the bootstraps type thing. And said, well, you know, but you just, you know, think of it, all the good things we have to be thankful for. And I gave her all of this, you know, it went on for probably 5 minutes or so. And when I got done, she said, I don't think you're listening to me.
Or I don't think you care.
You don't care. And I went, I don't care. And so I said, you know, trotted out a couple of tried and true gems that I've used over the years. And I said, okay, fine. And went and watched TV.
And this is what we were talking about in the last program, which is where, you know, we realized there's this issue with listening. I needed him not to try to fix it, you know, not to try to figure out, you know, okay, how can we get you on CNN? Although that's obviously a conversation that we needed to have at some point. But I just needed him to say, I'm sorry, you're so disappointed, you know? And, but that, if a guy can learn, like we were talking about last time, if he can learn how to listen that way, it does make his wife feel secure. And it's, again, it is not rocket science. Yeah. It is just knowing what his wife actually needs and doing the little simple day-to-day things.
What I learned from your book, actually, focus on her feelings, not on the problem. If men can do that, that would be a great thing. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Shanti and Jeff Feldhahn are with us. We're talking about a woman's heart. More to come.
Guys, we have to fight our tendency to look at emotions as problems to be solved, and especially when it comes to the relationship between husband and wife. Good conversation today here on the Homeward Broadcast. You're listening to parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns and his continuing discussion with Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn, co-authors of the book For Men Only. And if you know the premise of the story, Shanti was writing a novel several years ago and did some research with her lady friends and her guy friends to find out if she was writing her characters right. The guys had some fascinating insights about women. Shanti published a book for women only. Now the girls got their chance in this book for men only, and we highly recommend both. If you'd like more information on either of these resources, visit us online today at homeward.com.
If you're looking for an easy way to improve communication in your marriage, I've got one for you. Pay your spouse a compliment. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. You'd be amazed at the number of couples I've talked to where both spouses are literally starved for affirmation from each other. That's really a shame because I'm convinced that encouraging words have the power to bring healing to even the most worn-out marriage. Ladies, tell your husbands how much you appreciate them. And guys, if you can't find the right words, well, get her a card or flowers or even chocolate. The method isn't as important as the message here. Just resolve right now that from here on out, you're going to make it a priority to affirm your spouse at least once a day. And keep the negative comments to yourself. The point is to build up your spouse. So we're focusing on the positive here. For a copy of my free tip sheet called Building Better Communication Through Affirmation, go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns.
Today's commentary may not be suitable for young children. Please use parental discretion.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns, a man's guide to a woman's heart. I'm laughing through this because sometimes us men can be so awfully silly about some of this stuff. And yet, in the mind of a man is going to think about the physical relationship, and there's obviously some differences there. And there's actually a scientific reason for the differences in the sex drives of men and women. How can a man use some of those differences to build really a stronger connection with his wife? We'll start there.
You know, I think, and you're absolutely right, once guys learn that there's a chapter on this in the book. I mean,
turn right,
you know,
to it.
It's kind of what's in it for me kind of thing. But, you know, if that's the approach,
sure.
Quite frankly, there's not going to be a whole lot in it for you. So you need to really help retrain yourself to focus on what she needs. In fact, an interesting little story is when I told a friend of mine about this chapter, what we were going to be doing, he had the great guy response, which was, you know, Jeff, if you can get guys to have sex only a dozen times more a year with their wives, men will build statues for you in city parks across the country.
You put that in your book, in the book, didn't you? Yeah, I laughed at that. It's underlined, too. I shouldn't be telling people that. What do you think about that, Shanti?
You know, here's the thing. We, in For Women Only, which, you know, is for women about you men, I told the women that guys think about sex so differently because for them, it's entirely about this question of, am I desirable as a man or not desirable? And they run everything through that grid. And so in this book, we're telling guys, you know you feel that way, but it has almost nothing to do with it. And so when you approach your wife and you're feeling very vulnerable and she says, you know, not tonight, honey, I'm tired, you know, the kids were hard today, or whatever it is, the guy, as your natural sort of thought is, oh, you know, I'm just not enough of a stud. If I was enough of a stud, you know, she wouldn't be tired.
And it's because that's a particularly vulnerable action that the guy has taken in the first place.
Which,
and, you know, feels rejected at that point.
And that's obviously what I was talking about. And for women only, where women don't necessarily get that. But for the guys to realize, we actually tested this on the survey. And what we found, and it jives with all the anecdotal evidence, is that for women, the fact of you being desirable or not has almost nothing to do with it. We asked on the survey, we actually said to the women who wanted less sex than their husbands, you know, tended to, you know, what are the reasons? And we give them this long list and, you know, basically choose any of these. And the percentage who said it's because he's not attractive or desirable enough, 4%. Right. Almost nothing, 4%. And instead, 96% said it was something else, and most of that something else was basically that women are just physiologically wired differently. And then, in fact, we discovered, as we did the clinical research on this, there's actually two completely different types of desire. There's something called assertive desire, which tends to be tied to the male hormones, and it has the desire to pursue and to initiate and to think about it a lot. And then there's something called receptive desire, which is tied to the female hormones, and it's actually would enjoy it just as much, as just as interested in it, enjoy it just as much when it's happening, but just doesn't have as much of the desire to initiate it. So what a person with receptive desire needs is anticipation time. That's what they need. They just need to know what's on the menu for the evening before the lights get turned out at bedtime.
And see, for a guy, that seems kind of artificial. For some reason, we have in our minds that it's got to be spontaneous. Mm-hmm. You know, she right. just can't keep her hands off of me.
Well, you know, and I'm not necessarily saying, okay, honey, at 9:30, I'm not necessarily saying that. But I mean, you know, flirt mm-hmm. with your wife that sure. day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sure. just so that she can have some mental anticipation time and think about it ahead of time.
Well, and it's not just the physical side then. It's that it's bringing emotional security. If I flirt with yeah. Kathy, I'm bringing yeah. her some emotional security.
Absolutely.
But it really doesn't have anything to do in her mind, maybe with the sexuality. Just simple little things like that, that does make a difference.
And if you're saying it just to say it without an ulterior motive, right, exactly. I mean, they can really read us like crazy.
They absolutely
can. We have
can.
Radar that way.
Now, one of the most dangerous questions, and I just used part of this for a man probably, is when his wife asks the question, do you think I'm beautiful? Respond to that.
You know, actually, we hear it, and they use a lot of different terms for that. Yeah. I mean, Shanti doesn't generally come out yeah. and out and ask me that one, but she'll say, how do I look in this?
Right.
Or what do you think about this? Mm. And quite frankly, she's, you know, and we as guys know that we're not supposed to just say, fine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not a good answer. But yeah. what we really don't realize is how important it is inside of her to hear and to know that we find her beautiful.
Yeah.
It's if you've had daughters, yeah. I mean, and you see your little girl, I mean, my little daughter, there probably aren't 2 days that go by without me saying to her, you're so beautiful.
Right.
And I'm saying that because I believe it, but also because I want her to be built up and to know that she is beautiful and that she doesn't need to go searching for that affirmation mm-hmm. somewhere else.
Right. And for girls who don't get that from, especially from their dads, mm-hmm. then they are going to search for that. And it's not that they're searching for sex. They're searching right. for that affirmation. Yeah. You're beautiful.
And I actually just thought that somehow you grew out of that.
Right. But you don't. I thought it was interesting. Here's a statement about your wife, who is a Harvard degree, who is an incredible writer, columnist for the Atlanta Constitution Journal, etc. She said, inside my wife's heart, there is a dancing little girl who is very much still alive, only now she twirls for me. But she's still a little girl.
That's right.
Yeah,
and your job is to honor that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to realize, you know what? Again, this is legitimate. This is the way God has wired us. Mm-hmm. And to realize, you know what? If that very dangerous question when a wife says, you know, yeah. do I look fat in this?
Right.
She's not asking, do I look fat in this? She's asking, do I still rock your world? I may have had 2 kids and we've been married 20 years, but do I still rock your world?
Mm-hmm. And
That's the question you can answer.
And it's a dangerous world out there for women. I mean, they are filled. I mean, our media is filled with younger, shapelier, racier options. And it's really discouraging. But if she knows that you, the most important person in her life, mm-hmm. finds her beautiful, then all those other images that are out there saying, this is what, you know, men are really craving, they're not going to impact her.
Yeah. You know, I wrote a note to Kathy not too long ago in a little card, and I just said, the billion plus, you know, women in the world, I choose you.
Hmm.
And I didn't even think it was that big of a deal. That made a major impact on her. And, you know, I went, well, of course, we've been married. We've been faithful. There's fidelity in this relationship. But, you know, it was just, yeah, and I think I actually had heard somebody say it. So I shouldn't say that because Kathy's going to listen to this show.
Still, but, she still knows you feel
but
that
But you know
way,
what? But I really did feel that. And I really yeah. meant that. Don't have much time left, but I've got to ask you this. You know, what's the top thing that women wish their men knew about their feelings for them?
We ask the women, what's the most important thing that you wish your husband knew and feel like you don't really understand? Mm-hmm. And that's a dangerous question to ask a national group of women because sure. we were expecting this litany of complaints. And instead, honestly, I was so shocked. The top answer was, he's my hero. And it was very powerful to realize that when women said, you know, what's the one thing you most wish your husband understood but feel he doesn't? He's my hero. He's the man I'd always hoped that he would be when we got married. He is my knight in shiny armor. He is the man who's the central figure in my life. I can't imagine my life without him. I mean, we got just hundreds of those responses. And it was, I think, very encouraging to men to realize that, you know, they may wonder what their wife feels like. Mm-hmm. And this is what they feel like.
Very insightful for me. 93% of married women say that they do deeply need respect and desire their husbands.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And that's what all of us want.
Yeah. Well, we are helped greatly by these conversations with you. Thank you for what you guys do. Thank you for the incredible message today. I feel like we connected in a great way with our listeners, and I appreciate so much you taking the time to be with us.
It was Thanks, a pleasure.
Really a pleasure.
And that concludes part two of Dr. Jim Byrne's two-part conversation with Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn together in the studio, talking about a man's guide to the heart of a woman. On the next edition of the Homeward Broadcast, we'll hear an encore presentation of an interview Jim recorded a couple years ago with Shanti when we were first getting to know her right after her book For Women Only came out. And that book sold close to 1 million copies. A very, very landmark, influential book in the world of a lot of Christian families. And the work that the Feldhahns have done in this area has been so helpful and so influential, Jim, I think about For Parents Only, For Men Only, For Women Only. Great for us to have time with Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn today, talking about a man's guide to the heart of a woman. Good information.
Well, I learned a lot from their books. I learned more from their conversation. These are great people. Great material today. And what's fascinating is it's this whole idea of emotional security that hits me. Kathy needs emotional security. So do I. I want to tell you a story that I just heard. I was speaking up at a conference the other day, and somebody else gave the story, but it really made sense to me, and it really has, at first, little to do with marriage. What happened was in the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City, there was a great day of track and field, and the lights were now out, the events were over, there were a few people, you know, cleaning up, if you would. There were a couple of reporters in the stands, a few judges still there, but the place was empty. And all of a sudden, a man came running in, hobbling. He was one of the marathon runners who should have finished hours and hours before. Well, one of the reporters ran down and said, you know, what's the deal? It's been what seems like hours and hours since we finished this. Why did you finish? It won't even count. This man looked at him and said to the reporter, my country did not send me over 5,000 miles to start a race. They sent me 5,000 miles to finish the race.
Mm.
And I think in relationships, that's the way it is. We have to give our spouse the emotional security that we're there for the long run.
Right.
And I appreciate the incredible discipline that that man showed that day. But I also appreciate the discipline that men and women show when they say to their spouses, I'm in this for the long haul.
Right.
I think it brings great emotional security to what we're doing.
And that is the order of the day, isn't it? Emotional security is so very important. And guys, if you get nothing else out of this conversation here on today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast, remember, your wife needs emotional security, and you can be the conduit for providing that for her. Thanks again to Jeff and Shanti Feldhahn for being with us on the program today. Remember, if you missed any part of this broadcast, we are streaming audio at homeward.com. We archive all of those programs. You can podcast with us if you go to homeward.com, hit the podcast button. It'll direct you to our site on iTunes, and you can start that free subscription. The reason I keep drilling down on this is because there's no subscription cost. There's no monthly fee for you to access our programming either on terrestrial radio, online through homeward.com, or through iTunes. And we encourage you to get the material, hear these programs, pass them on to your friends. Make sure you share this material too. And thanks for remembering that we can do this because of your prayers and faithful financial support. And now for Dr. Jim Byrnes, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Byrnes is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.